Right, let's talk about Snapchat, or more specifically, Snapchat streaks. Does that phrase mean anything to you at all? Don't worry, if it doesn't, I'm about to explain. Now, Snapchat, I'm sure you've heard of Snapchat. It's a phenomenally successful social media app. Millions and millions of people across the world use it. A lot of teenagers, I suppose a higher proportion of teenagers than other ages, but lots of people of many, many ages use it as well. They share pictures, they share videos. You can either send a picture to someone privately as a sort of direct message, or you can share something publicly. Fair enough, you kind of get the gist of that. But it's one of its features that's getting some criticism over perceived impact on teenage users. Now, the NSPCC have told us that they've spoken to some young people who've been upset by Snapchat streaks. Well, let's speak to Dr. Bex Lewis about this, a senior lecturer in digital marketing at Manchester Metropolitan University and author of Raising Children in a Digital Age. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you explain, first of all, let's go back to basics. Snapchat, first of all, I mean, I said it was a sort of social media picture sharing. Can you expand on that anymore?
So it's an app particularly loved by 90% of 16 to 24 year olds in the UK, in which people can send a picture and typically it will disappear within 24 hours, which for people who've had every single part of their life online from their baby scan onwards is actually quite appealing. So they can send public messages and they can send private messages, they can send private snaps to each other, and that Snapchat streak comes from if they've snapped each other for at least 3 consecutive days, they end up with a little set of flames next to their name, which means you've just started a snap streak, and then you get a number next to it which says how many days you've been on, and part of the incentive is to get a special emoji at 100 days, and there's people who are up to 400 or 500 day streaks on there.
So that's over a year that they've sent a picture to a friend, and it's important to the friend must also send a picture to them.
Yes, it has to be a two-way communication, which is where some of the pressure comes in, I think. Although I sometimes think, you know, we keep saying that young people today can't stick at anything, and then we complain when they do stick at something. So there's an interesting factor going on there. But yes, some of the pressure comes from someone who might break that streak, and that starts to cause problems for people.
It's clever marketing, isn't it, on the point of Snapchat? Because we all remember Pokemon Go came out and everyone did it, you know, at a certain age, all day, every day, and then you got a little bit bored of it. This is a way to keep it going. You must get on every day.
Yeah, I mean, Pokemon Go has streaks as well, and I still play it. It's got me out walking every day for the last 3-4 months, and it gives me something to talk to my nieces and nephews about. I'm on something like 160-day streak on my Pokemon, but they do it in 7-day chunks, so there's not quite as much pressure. Something else I've got a streak in is my language app. I'm trying to learn Portuguese, and I've done that. I'm on a 165-day streak on that. So there are some good uses for it. I think the pressure to keep this up, talking to some of the younger people, I talk more to my students because I'm not a big Snapchat user, and there is a real pressure if they go away or if they think they're going to be somewhere without Wi-Fi. They actually hire people or give their login to someone to sit their snap streaks so they don't lose them, which is interesting.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. It's funny, just stay there, Dr. Lewis, and I want to bring Johnny in a minute, Johnny Wells. But I want to speak to Connie now. Hello, Connie. Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Now, you are obviously fully aware of what a Snapchat streak is. Can I ask you what your number is on streak at the moment?
Well, I have lots of streaks with lots of different people I know, but my highest streak with my best friend is 140.
And is it she your best friend because she's up to 140, or is she up to 140 because she's your best friend?
No. I've known her for a lot longer than I've had Snapchat, so it's just because I talk to her a lot generally, but I also have a streak with her because I talk to her every day.
Now, Dr. Lewis there was talking about people babysitting other people's phones to keep the streaks going. Now, this is something you're in the middle of. Can you explain?
Well, when my friend, her phone is broken at the moment, so I know her login details, so whenever she can't do her streak, I will log in as her and send everyone she has a streak with a snap saying streaks.
Wow.
And they will send one back.
To keep it, so that's how important it is, you desperately want to keep it going?
Yeah, for some people it is very important, but I understand it is a bit of a game, and it's fun to see how high you can get it without losing it, but I don't think it is that important. But I do understand why other people would find it very, you know...
If your friend, Connie, your best friend, who you've got a 140-day streak with, if she went off to a family dinner one day, or she was at a big family wedding, or she left her phone at home, or she ran out of battery, mm-hmm. and she couldn't send you a picture that day, and you went back to zero, how would you feel?
I would feel kind of like, oh, I wish she could have sent that to me, because it's now we have to get back and go from the beginning again. It's because it's already a high streak. It's annoying when you lose it.
So more kind of a ugh, as opposed to feeling anxious or upset.
For me, yeah, it's definitely just a ugh, from zero again.
Let me just bring, is your mum there, Connie?
Yeah, my mum's here.
Can I have a word with your mum?
Yep, she's just here. Hi, Sam.
Hello, what's your name, mum?
I'm Claire.
Claire, hello to you. So, I mean, Claire, I was laughing about this this morning. I mean, my daughters are, my eldest is nearly 10, so this is a whole world of wit I'm not yet part of, but I'm aware it's coming, and it's coming very, very fast. I mean, how do you feel about this sort of interaction from Connie on social media and this 140-day streak and the like?
The specific issue with Snapchat and the streak is obviously something that's very, is new to me, being the age I am. Obviously, we didn't have all that when we were younger. I don't have a problem personally. I don't worry about it personally with my daughter because of the relationship that we have. The general issue around social media and how it's affecting youngsters these days, I do have a concern about. Mainly because it's something we didn't grow up with, and we're learning about it now ourselves as adults. Mm. And as we all know, our children probably know more about it than we do, and that to me is a risk. And as parents, we have a responsibility to educate ourselves and make sure we're aware of what it is our children are using, what they're using it for, and what the potential risks are, i.e. what you're talking about today. I personally don't have a problem with it with my daughter because of the relationship that we have.
Yeah.
If she wasn't able to keep up her own streaks, her and I would have a conversation about the important things in life, and hopefully the two of us together would be able to make sure that she's not too stressed out about not being able to keep a streak up.
Yeah, well, I mean, talking to her just then when I said, you know, this best friend of hers, she's got 140 days with, if the best friend was waylaid and couldn't streak, Connie was like, well, it'd be like, oh, I've got to go back to the beginning, but she didn't seem stressed out by it. No, she hasn't done it.
No, and I hope that as that is the actual case, that she wouldn't be that bothered by it. She should be disappointed, of course. But she is fairly well grounded and fairly mature, 13-year-old, so I'm not too worried about the impact on her, although I understand that it might have a different impact on other people.
Yeah. Thanks, Claire, good to speak to you. Can you pop Connie back on?
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. Hi, Connie. Hello. But look, before you head off, thanks for getting in touch. It's been really interesting to hear from you and your experiences of it. I mean, you mentioned your friend, if she didn't send you that Snapchat, you'd feel a bit disappointed. I mean, would you be annoyed with her? Would you see it as some sort of slight on your friendship that she couldn't be bothered to send that message to you that day? Or would you think, oh, there's more to life?
No, not at all. I'd never think that about anyone. I think if someone was to think that, that would be very worrying about that person and their trust with their friend. I think if someone had that feeling about their friend because they couldn't send a snap, I think that would be very sad.
Okay. Really lovely to speak to you, Connie. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Thanks to your mum, Claire, as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Bex-Lewis, interesting listening to it from a teenager's mouth. Stay there, Dr. Lewis. I want to bring Johnny in now, please. Johnny Wells. Now, Johnny, you're a dad. You also have a teenage daughter. Listening to Connie there, she sounded very grounded. She sounded like she had this all in perspective. Your daughter's... Well, you've had some concerns around her relationship with Snapchat. Can you explain?
Well, yeah. Hello, first off.
Hello.
The problem that we had with Snapchat really was that I didn't have a clue really what was happening with Snapchat. You know, we watched who she's friends with, you know, the sort of pictures they're